Sean Bernstein here with another employment law update. It's now 2019, and while Me Too is part of our vocabulary, you may not hear it every day. But that doesn't mean that it's not still making news. Last fall, we wrote an article about what happens when those accused of sexual harassment try to make a comeback. At the time, comedian Louis C.K. had begun performing stand-up sets again, and Gian Gomeshi had just published an essay only mildly accounting for his actions. We wondered what would happen when, on a larger scale, those publicly known to be accused of sexual harassment try to return to the workplace. Well, now we have a better idea. In 2017, John Lasseter, the chief creative officer of Pixar and head of Disney Animation Studios, took a leave of absence after what he called a number of missteps. Lasseter, best known as the director of Toy Story, didn't specify those missteps, but they did reference unwanted hugs and other gestures that, quote, crossed the line. Lasseter left Pixar at the end of 2018, but he didn't spend much time in exile. In January of this year, he was hired on as the new head of Skydance Animation, with an employment contract that almost certainly raised eyebrows. The head of Skydance says Lasseter has, quote, given his assurance that he will comport himself in a wholly professional manner, end quote. Lasseter's contract ensured that he would be responsible for paying the legal costs that arose from any future misbehaviors. It also included a clause indemnifying Skydance from any of his past behaviors that they didn't know about when they hired him. Skydance claims that their contract is, quote, ironclad, but it wasn't strong enough to protect against the scrutiny of Lasseter's conduct. Recently, Oscar winner Emma Thompson, who was scheduled to lend her voice to an upcoming Skydance project called Luck, very publicly pulled out of the film because she refused to work with Lasseter. In a letter published in the LA Times, Thompson said, quote, if a man has been touching women inappropriately for decades, why would a woman want to work for him if the only reason he's not touching them inappropriately now is that it says in his contract that he must behave professionally? Thompson closed her letter by stating, I am well aware that centuries of entitlement to women's bodies, whether they like it or not, is not going to change overnight, or in a year. But I am also aware that if people who have spoken out, like me, do not take this sort of a stand, then things are very unlikely to change at anything like the pace that's required to protect my daughter's generation. Thompson's stance may appear bold, but the story raises some interesting questions about where employers go from here. While Skydance's contract with Lasseter may have been ironclad, it wasn't enough to shield the company from bad publicity, with its hiring choice severely criticized. This asks the question, what should happen to those Me Too accused looking to come back to a workplace? Ontario employers cannot discriminate based on an applicant's record of offenses, for example, criminal convictions for which they have received a pardon, but they can make hiring decisions based on fit. There is no legal obligation to hire an individual if they simply are not the right fit for the company. If an employer does want to be an individual second chance, they're responsible for monitoring that individual's behavior, like all of their employees, to ensure that they're creating a safe workplace. For employers questioning their next hire, call us before you make that offer. We can help you review the agreement that you're about to put forth, as well as make sure that you have proper policies in place to protect your business. For employees about to accept that next offer, we'd be happy to review it for you and help you understand what you're signing off on. That contract determines one of the most important relationships in your life, so it's always better to know what you're signing up for. I'm Sean Bernstein, and this was your Employment Law Update.